Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. I want to start by congratulating the City of Arcata for finally catching up to Fortuna by electing their first women mayor and vice mayor. It seemed like the headlines couldn't be possible, that Arcata must have had women at the same time in the roles of mayor and vice mayor, but evidently not. We welcome you to the club that we've been in for a while now. I guess Arcata needs to be more progressive. What you didn't see just now is I rolled my eyes over that news bit. It was huge news in the Mad River Union and the front page of the Times Standard. Fortuna has been ahead of that curve for a few years. But that's the beauty of radio. You can't see my eyes roll, and I am a notorious eye roller. It's one reason why I sit out of range of the television camera whenever I go to city council meetings, and the reason I prefer to watch city council meetings from home. I can eye roll and talk to the television all I want, and no one is the wiser. I recently congratulated a city manager for not rolling their eyes at a council meeting. They said they would have lost their eyesight a long time ago if they hadn't learned early not to roll their eyes. A council person no longer serving once told me that in the early years they had to concentrate on not rolling their eyes while on the dais because they had rolled their eyes throughout their first meetings and the camera caught it all. It's one reason I would be bad on a television panel. I'd roll my eyes too much. Last week, I attended a meeting that had a program about river restoration. They were asking for donations from this business group to help the river recover from, among other things, nutrient-rich runoff. I asked about the number of donations they had from cannabis farmers. They didn't have any donations from the farmers. I kept my eyes staring straight ahead, but I think my voice betrayed how I felt about that. Why aren't the people helping create the problem chipping in? I probably should have just rolled my eyes. I did get in trouble once in a work situation for rolling my eyes. I didn't even know I was doing it. I hadn't yet started practicing my stare straight ahead techniques. I rely on that for the times I feel people are saying something totally illogical in a setting where they're trying to come off as experts. Lest you think I only pick on cannabis farmers, I also rolled my eyes last week at one of Donald Trump's many ill-advised tweets. The day after a writer from Vanity Fair gave his restaurant a bad review, he tweeted, "Has anyone looked at the really poor numbers of Vanity Fair magazine? Way down, big trouble, dead, Graydon Carter, no talent." Didn't he write that same thing about the New York Times and the New Yorker and Esquire magazine? Maybe he should put Twitter aside and just roll his eyes. This has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.